WTAW News Time, 7:05, 68 degrees right now at the studios. Clouds to start off this morning. Eventually, though, the sun will peak out as we head toward a high in the lower 80s. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. What started as 8 candidates to become Bryan's next school superintendent has been narrowed to 2. School Board President Pat Shields says a second round of interviews is set for next week.
Their experience, their motivation, their love for kids, past track records.
Trustees reduced the field at Monday's board meeting during executive session. There's a proposed settlement between the city of College Station and the Houston realtor that sued after Walmart was blocked from building a new store at Highway 6 and Rock Prairie Road. City Council expects to act Thursday on a deal paying Weingarten Realty $1.6 million. Mayor Nancy Berry says in the end, the city and its citizens are the winners.
We end up 3 years later getting the largest Walmart in the state of Texas that's doing very well and generating sales tax and property tax. And we get a state-of-the-art hospital, medical center.
Berry says Weingarten first sought $10 million. She credits new city manager David Neely with the lowered settlement. Berry says the city and Weingarten each spent about $2 million in legal fees. The city's current legal staff proposed the settlement instead of spending millions on depositions, a trial, and appeals. Weingarten eventually sold the land to Scott & White, which breaks ground next week on its new hospital. Tonight is the first of two public hearings by the College Station City Council regarding the proposed annexation of Welborn. Councilman John Crompton, who supports annexation, says the long-term costs of not annexing would be huge, even when considering the expense of extending sewage service.
When you look out of the long term, the costs of not annexing Welborn will be substantial, and those costs come in various forms.
Tonight's public hearing starts at 6 at the Welborn Community Center. Bryan police continue to investigate unrelated incidents where a motorcyclist was killed and a 16-month-old baby was run over. Officer John Agnew says a College Station man died early Friday morning when his motorcycle left the northbound freeway service road approaching Tabor Road.
It appears that the subject was driving down the frontage road, and the road kind of makes a little S-curve there as it comes to the light before it hits Tabor Road. And the motorcycle and the driver had left the roadway, and he was found non-responsive on the scene.
43-year-old Ernest Box was killed. He was not wearing a helmet. On Friday night, Bryan police responded to a disturbance on Martin Luther King Jr. Drive near Military involving at least 20 people.
The suspects were in a vehicle and had some disagreements with the victims who were out on the sidewalk on East MLK. Fight ensued, and the parties separated. Well, the suspects came back through the air in a vehicle and then veered off the road over the curb, striking people in the crowd.
Agnew says there was only one injury. That 16-month-old was taken to a Houston hospital for treatment. Arrested and still in jail are Princess Walker, who was arrested on her 21st birthday, and her mother, 39-year-old Vanessa Walker. Those who are on the front lines when an Amber Alert is issued are training locally this week. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger is president of the Brazos Valley Amber Alert Network.
This is truly a team effort from a whole lot of different people. I think we have very good working relationships with all of our law enforcement agencies in this area, we realize the importance of what we're trying to address, and that's the most important thing. Again, it doesn't matter where it occurs, because if something happens to our children, it affects all of us.
Instructors from around the nation are training more than 60 area law enforcement officers for 3 days at the A&M Riverside campus. And students entering College Station High School in the fall of 2012 voted Monday on the finalists for a mascot and colors. The mascot choices were cougars and lions, and the color combinations were black and red and black and purple. Principal Mike Martindale complimented the students for their attitude in making the historic decisions.
The initial meeting was approximately, a little over 300 kiddos from each grade level. But they did a wonderful job. I very much drive home the fact that we'll have a number of decisions before us, and that we needed to handle the process with integrity and maturity, because this is one of the first decisions that will establish exactly what their legacy is going to be.
Final results will be revealed at tonight's College Station School Board meeting. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 68 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up about 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.